dark.
Uh-huh, another thing with sun in it.
Huh?
And use the word with sun in it. You need to get the...
Sundown.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Clear enough.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A downpour.
What do you call a shelf over the fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Would you think your father would have called them anything else?
That's what he called them.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Well, that's the kindling.
Thank you. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes that you move from room to room?
Clothes rack.
And what would you call it if it was built into the room?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of the house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in there.
On a porch.
Thank you. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Well, we still call it a sun parlor.
Pardon?
Sun parlor.
What do you call the small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. And when you take them in from the pasture, you put them in a small area just before you milk them.
Lot.
Thank you. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Call it a wall.
Okay, but how would I know the difference that it was, you know, how would you let me know?
Well, it says a brick wall, or a rock wall, either one or the other, whichever it is.
Okay, thank you. What do you call the large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Pail.
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
A metal pail, a bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Heavy iron thing used for frying things, called frying pans.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing you turn off and on?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing on a barrel?
Call it a spigot.
What do you call the same thing out in the yard?
Spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Usually a bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Well, some of them come in a cotton bag, and some of them come in a jute bag.
Okay. What would be the difference between a jute bag and a crocus bag?
Well, the jute bag is made out of a fiber, some kind of stuff out the woods, you know, and a cotton bag is made out of cotton.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a crocus sack?
Well, a crocus sack is made out of jute.
Thank you. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Mouth harp.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal held between the teeth and picked?
That's a juice harp.